Okay, we are back, and I would like to officially welcome everyone to our Wednesday night Consumer Education Conference Call Series up with Purium Health Products. My name is Amy, and I'm one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products, and we're lucky to have with us tonight David Sandoval, who's the other owner and founder of Purium Health Products. Dave, are you with us on the line?
I am. Thank you, and appreciate you being with us as well.
Great. Well, thank you. Welcome to the show. we do get together every Wednesday night to talk about different tips and techniques and health issues, health products, because we believe here at Purium Health Products that knowledge is power, and we dedicate a lot of time and effort to gathering up knowledge so we can share it with you, and we hope that you'll do the same by passing it along to people that you care about in your life. I also want to take a moment and mention, if you haven't been to our website, www.phporder.com, in a while, there's a lot of new information that goes on there each and every week. So please check it out, and again, direct anyone that you care about that you want to help improve the quality of their life through health and well-being and eating right. Direct them there to that website. There's a lot to learn. So tonight our subject is rehydration and purification of the body. So Dave, let's jump right in to the information, and I know you have some thoughts about it and the reason why you picked this as a subject for the Monday Morning Health Minute and for the Wednesday Product Education or Consumer Education Conference Series. So why don't you tell us a little bit about our subject matter, rehydration and purification of the body.
Well, the rehydration actually was one of the most popular subjects in science for anti-aging, rejuvenation, detoxification, for literally normalizing metabolic processes. It was like the darling of the scientific community some 20-plus years ago, but really has been pretty much forgotten. But let's remember that if we go back to the very beginning of time, every single thing that exists on this earth is here because of water and because of sunlight. And so there are some things that could live in the absence of sunlight, but there is nothing that lives in the absence of water. And because of that, it is, you know, obvious that our body, being 75% water, must have a constant turnover. We know that the body is dehydrated. Every time you urinate, you know that you're losing water. If you defecate, you know that you're losing water. As you perspire, you know that you're losing water. Every time, by the way, that you perform most, every single metabolic process within the body takes place within a fluid environment because the body is 75% water. We wanted to focus on this important subject of dehydration because it is, as much as anything, as much as over-acidity, as much as the increase in toxicity in our body, the accumulation of fat cells, the accumulation of cholesterol, and all of these metabolic indicators of disease are linked to rehydration, are linked to water. And so it is a subject matter that crosses over every single boundary and impacts every single subject matter that Amy and I are so adamant and passionate about.
Yeah, absolutely. And like Dave mentioned, 75% of our body's composition is water. And so you can imagine the things that can go wrong with such a large, if such a large component of our constitution gets out of balance. So that's the reason that we picked the subject, and we thought that it was indeed important enough to talk about tonight. So let's start right in with the questions, Dave, if you don't mind. And why don't you tell us, in a nutshell, what exactly is dehydration?
Well, dehydration, you don't need to be a rocket scientist to know the answer to that one. And while there are many clinical definitions, we know that dehydration is the term used to define a state in the body where we are not sufficiently hydrated, where we do not have enough water in our body, enough H2O in our body at the cellular level to properly perform and carry out those metabolic processes which require water. It is literally a deficiency of a vital nutrient, because water is a necessary component of life that we need to take in regularly. So it is a essential nutrient. The body cannot produce it itself. So it is a deficiency of an essential nutrient, and it is and can be an accumulative effect. You can have just a little bit less water than you need for several days in a row or over your lifetime, and it is the same as not having enough of a nutrient. The accumulative effect of that deficiency will manifest itself over time and take a significant and substantial toll on your health.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk just briefly here for a minute how it affects the body. Like, I know they say, oh, your lips get chapped, and that's an annoyance. You know, it's bothersome, but it doesn't seem life-threatening by any means. You put some lip balm on and you go on your merry way. But I know that there's definitely more serious effects. So do you want to just list a couple if people aren't convinced this is a serious subject matter?
No doubt. Well, let's start with the simple things. If your skin is dry, then you're probably not going to retain as much moisture. So that will contribute to dehydration. So that's like sliding down a slope. If your skin is dry, it releases more moisture. And so one thing actually contributes. So dry skin is a sign of potential dehydration. Secondly, wrinkles in your body. If your skin sags or it has wrinkles, you are probably, one of those who are succumbing to dehydration. Additionally, if you do not urinate at least 3 to 5 times per day in regular intervals, and some would say it would be more like 7 to 9 times a day, depending upon how long you retain and how much you release. But that is a sign of dehydration. But the main signs, other things you could look for are constipation, Amy. You know that, let's look at the root cause of disease. If you're dehydrated and that causes you to be constipated because there's not enough liquid to lubricate the bowel, then we know how many diseases are ultimately linked to constipation. The toxic matter that gets into the body, the reintroduction of candida into parts of the body, the impaction, which could lead to colon cancer and other toxic matter. So dehydration can cause, obviously, many different conditions within the body. But those who live for a long time without proper daily intake are obviously the most likely to have a buildup of toxins in the body. And chronic disease is always accompanied by some form of dehydration. In most cases, it could even be caused by it. And the longer a person lives with low water, then they're going to have a greater accumulative effect of dehydration. And the longer the dehydration, the greater the effect, the more impact it will have on the body.
Exactly. And some more like serious or more maybe acute, like of acute dehydration, are things like kidney failure.
Correct.
Things even such as like going into shock, fluid level of the body, when the fluid loss like overwhelms the body's ability.
Oh yes, if you're in the desert and you simply cannot find water, for sure.
Exactly. Or heat related illnesses associated
to the liver. Kidneys, even your heart, it could starve your brain.
Absolutely. So anyway, this is serious business. So tell us what are causes of dehydration, Dave?
Well, Amy, you know, one thing that we fail to recognize is the number one symptom of dehydration is lack of energy, feeling lethargic, feeling of poor, a lack of motivation, like your brain, it can't wake up. And so it is funny that 1 8-ounce glass of water has the same effect on most people as a cup of coffee, simply for that reason, because most people are dehydrated. If you're not dehydrated, then it is not the same. But your next question was, what are some of the causes?
What are some of the causes? But you know what, since you were on the signs, like other signs like I mentioned were chapped lips, dry mouth,
mm-hmm.
Dry eyes, if you stop sweating, If you have muscle cramps, or if you have lightheadedness, especially when standing, or confusion or weakness are also, you know, signs that...
Like you said, headaches, you know, migraines.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Cramping while you're sleeping, you know, your legs cramping up, all of that are signs of dehydration. Now, as far as causes of dehydration, you might be surprised, but the main cause of dehydration, Amy, is simply a lack of taking in enough water. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that? Imagine if I could tell you, you know, that most root causes of disease might be reversed if you simply drank X amount of water each day. People, who's going to make money off of that?
Nobody. And so nobody's talking about this.
Nobody's talking about this. But the truth of the matter is that rehydrating the body is the cheapest health insurance that America could have.
Exactly. Exactly, yeah, because what causes dehydration is because there's too much water being lost, say whether it's diarrhea or vomiting or sweating or other issues, or not enough water taken in. And what's kind of crazy is we as adults, maybe not children per se, but most adults have ample access to water or to fluids. We are in complete control over this. It's something that's very, very easy to do, and most of us just aren't doing it.
Exactly. But, you know, the thing is that some people are, you know, people are still confused on this subject. So let's delve forward and clarify some of this to clear the air, because there's a lot of people really don't understand still what they need to do to rehydrate their body.
Exactly, because, you know, I kind of always thought growing up, my mom said 8 glasses a day. You know, you just drink 8 glasses a day and your face will be clear. And I'm like, well, that's never happened for me. but tell us, like, how much water does a person need to drink? And I thought, well, that's so strange. How could, like, a 12-year-old, a 25-year-old, a person that weighs 100 pounds, a person that weighs 300 pounds, well, how does that magic 64 ounces how does it work for everybody of all different ages, shapes, and sizes?
Actually, if you weighed, 64 ounces? If you weighed 128 pounds, that would be perfect, because I recommend that you have, so that's probably is right for you. So the bottom line is that if you drink half of your weight in ounces a day, that is the best rule of thumb that you could come by. But, Amy, you know there's exceptions. If you live in the Gobi Desert,
exactly,
and, you know, or if you live in a place where the humidity is almost zero, you're going to become dehydrated faster. So even if it's really cold, you know, you'll become dehydrated. Anywhere it's dry, you become dehydrated faster. And also, let's say you're an athlete and you're sweating a lot, then you will become dehydrated faster as well. And, of course, as Amy said, if you're sick and you have diarrhea or you're throwing up, then you're going to lose liquids faster. And those are the metabolic processes that make your, you know, that make the liquids in your body go away. So if you're having any of those things, then you may want to go to 3/4 of your body weight in ounces. So if you weigh 100 pounds, then you would have 75 ounces of water a day, again, if you are sick or if you are an extreme athlete, that is the upper end that you might want to consume in a day. So between 1/2 and 3/4 of your ounces in water.
Of your weight in ounces.
And your
water.
Weight. Well, I'm sorry.
I knew what you meant. I also wanted to point out that if you're diabetic or pre-diabetic, that is another factor that can lead to dehydration. And a lot of oftentimes you don't think about that. But if you're diabetic or pre-diabetic, you want to add maybe be on that upper end of the spectrum.
And one of the signs, if you are always really, if you find yourself super thirsty and you have to have a glass of water, that is a pre-diabetic symptom, and you should have your blood glucose tested.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, let's talk about that, you know, people are drinking all this stuff all day long, and they're still necessarily not really hydrated. So what all liquids can you count toward this either 50% or 75% of your body weight in ounces? I mean, do you get to count your soda pop, your iced tea, your coffee? So
Starbucks doesn't count.
Okay.
You know, your diet soda doesn't count.
right. Does the Frappuccino
melted
count?
Ice cream doesn't count.
So what does count?
And milk doesn't count.
Right.
What does count is, I know this sounds crazy, only three things really, Amy. Well, four things, okay? Water counts. Surprise, surprise.
Right, pure water.
That's why I said three. But besides water, there's three. Vegetable juices count.
Okay.
Fruit juices count.
Okay.
And non-caffeinated herbal teas that are do not contain diuretic ingredients.
Okay.
So some herbal teas that are non-caffeinated or any steeped herb that is not containing diuretic. So very narrow category. There is not a lot.
It sounds like
does.
To me like you just wiped out most of the beverage industry off the list.
Well, as rehydrators, they're still there for pleasure. They're still there for privilege. They're there for whatever you want as a treat, but they are not there. And I just want to emphasize this, and this is not a laughing matter, so I want everybody to really take this seriously because I know this is a fun subject, but those do not count. And conversely, many times, and I hate to be so serious, but conversely, many times, those things actually take more water out of your body. Can I give some examples of that? Is now a good time?
Yeah, no, I think now is the perfect time to give some examples of that because I know, I've always heard, if you're, going on a long car trip, don't have your coffee in the morning, because the caffeine makes you, need to go to the bathroom or, that big glass of iced tea, you have to run to the bathroom. Tell us.
Well, first, the basic thing is water, herbal teas, water, fruit juices, herbal teas, and fruit juices. We all know that those are cool. The things you don't really want are coffee, tea, and cocos. You don't want milk. You don't want soft drinks. You don't want alcoholic beverages. But do you know that caffeine, which is a major component in most soft drinks, removes water from the body faster than the body could absorb it again? So it actually generates thirst. So soft drinks are designed to make you thirsty again so you'll go and buy another one. Another beautiful thing about a lot of these juices is they're very acidic, and acidity, sugars, artificial flavors, and sweeteners, preservatives contained in these things take a huge toll on the body. And it takes 32 glasses of water at an alkaline pH to neutralize the acid from one 12-ounce cola.
Ew.
And so you got to really be careful. Alcohol's diuretic effect on the body is similar to that, but even more powerful. For example, drinking one glass of beer results in the body forfeiting up to 3 glasses of water. And more importantly, those that your body needs to be alkaline, it needs to have oxygen, it needs to have water. Well, alcohol takes all three away. So I hope you enjoy yourself, but remember, it's taking a toll. We could talk more, about milk and things like that. It's not a food. It's not a milk is a food. It's not a drink. And even the digestion of milk is so incomplete that even those who are not lactose intolerant rarely digest milk products well. So there's a wide body of evidence that shows that the non-nutritive drinks are also not rehydrating. Isn't that funny? Not only do they offer you nothing in the form of benefits nutritionally, they also kill you in another way. And that's just the plain truth.
Wow. It's kind of scary when you also think about, like, the kids' lunch program. These poor kids, and I don't mean to detract here, but these poor kids are, being given milk for lunch, and there's scarce water. There's not hardly any water fountains up and down the hallways, and so you've got kids that need to be learning, and they're probably dehydrated because they've been running and playing on the playground, and then they're not getting any hydrated beverages during the school day. So how are our kids supposed to learn?
That's right. It's such a brain thing, you know?
Yeah, crazy. Well, let's move on. Like, we pretty much went down the list of what is bad or what can make you dehydrated and that does not rehydrate you. So let's talk about what are some of the good ways, what are the best ways to rehydrate your body?
Well, I would say that you mean like what is the best type of water to rehydrate, or do you mean just what is the best way to rehydrate the body, period? Because I think that the water that you drink should be around, like, it can't be cold water, because if it's cold water, it shuts down your body's ability to absorb it. It should be room temperature water. I think it needs to be purified water. I don't think you should use tap water at all, because there's so many questions about tap water. Even the best tap water in America has questions. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So I think that the best way to hydrate the body is going to be with water, but you have to remember that your body traps water, and the water that you take in is oftentimes the same water you release, and so water can stagnate in the body, and so part of rehydration is actually having a water or having a method of getting rid of the stagnant water in your body. It's not just a matter of putting enough in; it also has to be a quality water so that your cells can pump toxins out and bring fresh water in.
Well, I have a question for you, and we're talking sort of on the purification level. Some people just say, I just cannot drink this much water a day. Like, I need some flavor to it. What are things that can count? Like, can your green drinks, we recommend that everyone takes maybe 2 to 3 green drinks a day. We recommend you take your cherry juice at night before you go to bed. Can that amount of liquid count toward your 50% or your 75% of your body weight in ounces?
Yeah, let's say I weigh 180 pounds, right? So I'm going to want to get 90 ounces. In the morning, I have about 12 ounces with my large green drink, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then later in the day, I have about 10 ounces with a large green drink. And I have 2 really thick ones because I don't always have time to have a third drink. Before I go to bed, I always have an aloe cherry drink, which is in usually about 12 ounces as well. So right there, I've got 32 of my 90 ounces. I've got one-third of that covered. So absolutely, those will count toward my ounces.
Because they fall into the rehydrating category, which you said was water, fruit juices, and vegetable juices.
Exactly. And the cool part is, because I know I still have to have 60 ounces of water, it makes it really easy for me to take my ionic elements, because I actually put that into my water. So those are, in my opinion, those are, really important to help rehydrate the body. The aloe, the ionic elements, and the green drink are all very important at helping the body, because these things actually remove stagnant water. And I know that you're going to have me talk about that a little bit later, but I just want to just point out that those 3 supplements were mentioned as part of my daily regimen that I mix with water, and it just so happens that those 3 supplements are also tremendous for rehydration. Now, I also wash down some of my other supplements with a little bit of water. So by the time I do that, there's at least another 30 ounces gone.
Exactly. Well, let's jump around a little bit here. Everyone has their own, like, favorite or special, like, brand of bottled water, or their favorite or special filtration system. I know some of them cost really, really big bucks to install them in your home. Some of them you can get at Home Depot or a department store. There's all different types of filtration systems and genres of bottled and purified water. So do you want to take just a moment and touch on those and give your opinion? I know here at Purium Health Products, we believe in purity. So we want to say that we want you to drink and encourage you to drink purified water, but just take a moment and just give us your take on some of these filtration processes and purification processes.
No problem. Well, I know one thing for sure. I know that the purification of water has reached some really high levels, and they have some great technologies. I know that many people know about ozone technology, which is used to kill any living bacteria, cryptosporidium, and other things in water. You also have filtration systems. Like, one of the best still remains the old-fashioned charcoal filter, because charcoal is an amazing magnet to pull toxins into it. You also have, obviously, reverse osmosis, which is an excellent method, and the time-tested method of distillation. Each of these offers benefits that make and raise the quality of that water far above municipal water. And so, while I, am not going to choose a single one, I know that we have filters here in our office that actually use, I think, Amy, they use charcoal, right? They use ozone, and then they also use reverse osmosis. So there's some that incorporate multiple applications and sort of give you, crossover guarantees. But so long as you are doing something, even if it is putting that Brita filter in your refrigerator and getting out 80% of the impurities, you obviously are going to be 80% better than you were if you drank it from the tap.
Exactly, exactly. Well, why don't you tell us, Dave, what's your favorite? Or what do you think?
You had to do this, didn't you?
The best. Well, I know someone's going to ask at the end, so let's just get it over with now.
Okay, I'll give you my good, better, best.
Okay, cool.
I used to always love distilled water because I have a friend who gave me a distiller. And so, heck, he was really into big distilled water, and I knew it was pure. And I learned to like that taste. But my favorite water absolutely is directly from the ground, living spring water, water that comes from deep in the ground and through its own pressure of the earth is pushed up to the surface of the earth that has been filtered for years, not a day or an hour or a minute, but filtered for years, coming through dirt and rock and bacteria and things and filtering and purifying itself, coming up out of the ground as a living water with charged elements, charged ions. That's my favorite water. And although I have to say that for a long time when I bought bottled water, I really liked some spring waters. For example, what was the one we used to get? Was it called Oasis or something?
Or Volvic, I think.
Volvic was one of my favorites. And Jock Bell had a company. What was that?
Oh, yeah. Trinity.
Trinity water.
Trinity Springs or something.
Trinity Springs is one of the purest bottled waters I've ever seen. I really like the taste of Volvic, but quality? Spring water, Amy, that's the best.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been proven by all types of measurements.
Well, let's recap just a little bit more. Why do we need this filtered water? Why can't we just go and turn on the tap?
Oh, my goodness.
That's free.
You're going to open up a can of worms, so try to hold me down.
Okay.
let's limit it to three or four minutes here. Okay, I'll try to go real quick. Lead. A heavy metal, it enters the drinking water supplies due to the corrosion of pipes, plumbing, or faucets. Is that enough said? How are we going to avoid that? Perchlorate. Perchlorate is in the water, comes from rocket fuel spills or leaks at military facilities. You'd be amazed, something like 50% of the water in America is affected groundwater that's served up to our children has perchlorate in it. Radon, it's a radioactive fallout, the natural breakdown of uranium in the ground. Do you know that no matter where you are on Earth, you could be exposed, the least you're exposed to is 300 PCI per liter of your, in other words, you're getting hit with radiation. The health effects is radon is known to cause lung cancer, and it accumulates in groundwater. So that's why a filter is so important. Oh my goodness, halocetic acids, total trihalomethanes, these are the things that this actually was added to gas. Do you believe it? Added to gas to help extend our gas mileage once before we realized what a bad thing was happening, and it got into our groundwater. It results when chlorine is used to disinfect drinking water. It interacts with sunlight and organic matter in the water, and the EPA has actually classified it as a human carcinogen, and yet we continue to put chlorine into certain waters in large amounts, and then we put our kids in to swim in it.
Wow.
And so Cryptosporidium is a waterborne parasite that lives and reproduces by the millions in animal and human intestines. And, of course, the health effect is that it causes diarrhea, nausea, abdominal cramping. And the total coliform bacteria is a broad class of bacteria, lives in the intestines of humans as well. It's in our drinking water, in small amounts, I know, but it does affect us. But arsenic, chromium, and gross alpha radiation, uranium, all of these things, going down the list, cause tremendous amount of disruption at the cellular and metabolic level within the human body. And if your body craves water, if your body cries for water, if your body screams for water, if you have thirst, and we all do, if what we're thirsting for is killing us, that's not a good thing. So I'm sorry, I did go on. Did I do it? but we gotta use better water, Amy. We really, really do.
Exactly, because the goal of rehydrating or hydrating the body is to purify the body with the water. And if you're putting in more toxins, I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
So we've got to purify the body to get rid of the metabolic waste, and we're not just putting water in. We need to flush that old water out. We need to.
Have you ever cleaned a fish tank, Amy?
Right. Uh huh.
Okay. You know what they say, that no matter how clean you get it by the scrubbing and the blah 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 and the filter, you've got to take 30% of the water out and replace it with 30% new water. Right.
Right.
I know that in a pond, if the pond just sits. Like there's something called the Salton Sea, and water comes in, but it doesn't go out. It just evaporates. And as a consequence, everything in that water, every contaminant that ever went into the lake stays there.
Aye.
Evaporation makes pure water go away. And so there's a lot of analogies that we could make and to this, but you really must have water moving through your body.
Right, it's like the thing where you can drink river water because the water is moving so rapidly. It's almost like filtering itself, and it's oxygenated, and it's clean, even though you've got all types of animals and all types of wildlife, urinating.
It's relatively clean, and something like eddying, where it eddies, and then the light hits it, so you have ultraviolet filtering of river water. You've got ozone, you've got oxygen, which is... you know, which is bubbling up through the water caused by it hitting rocks and splashing, and so you have many things like the eddying, that when you take water and you throw it into reverse circle, like a cycle, and it spins the opposite of, of the way that the earth is spinning on this side of the hemisphere, then that also purifies water. All those things happen in a river, Amy, so you're absolutely right. Moving water.
So we want to liken our bodies to like a river, like the water in, get things moving. We don't want the fluid to just sit there in the cells and stagnate and just be like what you're talking about. That, I mean, it's not going to be exactly like that, or you would die, obviously. But we don't want it to be like that Salton Sea where the water just sits there and stagnates and leaves all the toxins there in the cells.
Well, the truth of the matter is, Amy, that we're thinking to ourselves, that's a nice analogy, but I have actually viewed scientific literature that says it is actually worse in the body, and the reason why is because we're a living organism, and so we're actually stopping the progression of metabolic processes with the accumulation of that waste. It's not it's not like a body of water where it just stagnates. We're actually killing ourselves, just like the fish in that body of water would die. So if you don't drink enough water, or you deplete the body's water reserves through an overstimulation for a period of time, the lower the ratio of the volume of water that exists inside the cells, the greater the ratio that is found outside the cells. And normally the water ratio inside the cells is much higher than that found outside the cells. And so when you're dehydrated, the cells may actually lose up to 20% more of their water volume. So in other words, being dehydrated a little bit actually in the body causes dehydration a lot of bit within the cells if, as Amy said, you have this stagnating effect within the body.
Wow. Well, let's talk about how some Purium health products can deal with the issue of rehydrating the body and, of course, purifying the body at the same time. And there's several products that fit into this genre, one being the aloe vera 40X concentrate, one being the organic Kamut blend, one being the ionic elements that you touched on just a moment ago, and then also the Master Amino Complex. So why don't you take, if you don't mind, a moment and go down each of these products and tell us how it can fit into our nutritional regimen and rehydration, you know, plan, rehydration purification plan for our bodies.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, we have an aloe that exceeds the quality of any aloe ever offered to the public in liquid form, period. It is 40X aloe vera, 40 times more potent than any other aloe vera, and our aloe vera increases circulation 300%. Now, we talked about that flowing river. We talked about needing circulation. We talked about needing osmotic pressure. Well, I'm telling you that nothing increases circulation more efficiently than aloe vera. It's even more efficient than ginger or cayenne or any of those, you know, more difficult-to-take herbs. Aloe vera does a lot for you in the form of healing the body, as we've talked about time and time again. All of those saccharides and polysaccharides that do so much for the body. However, aloe vera's ability to increase circulation drives rehydration. It pushes, again, toxins out of the body, and like the river, that's what aloe vera does. It increases the circulation, makes the body more like a river.
Awesome. Well, now how does the Kamut work? I know that the Kamut could be considered a vegetable juice, and you recommended, you know, vegetable juices are second best to pure water. So is there anything else special about the Kamut other than just being a green leafy vegetable juice?
The most important thing about green Kamut is it helps detoxify the organs like the liver, the kidneys, the pancreas. Those organs are constantly having liquid in the form of blood and water move through them to filter toxins. And when you are dehydrated, the filters slow down and the filters get clogged. And so green foods cause metabolic waste to be expelled at the cellular level. They cause metabolic waste to be trapped and eliminated in the urine. And so since metabolic waste in the cells is trapped and then eliminated in the urine, you are clearly getting rid of old trapped water. And so just as aloe increases circulation, the green food opens up the dam and lets the water out that has been trapped behind these walls because it's held in these dank pools of stagnating cellular, intercellular water. And the water on the outside of the cells, as just stated, cannot get in. It's waiting on the outside, but osmotically it can't get in and push that old water out. Green Kamut causes those toxins to be pushed out, the water to be drawn in, and eliminates those stagnant pools of water.
Is that like what you were talking about this morning? This was a really good example. Like you were talking about, you know, water has a surface tension. Everybody knows, I think, what that means. Like when you pour a glass of water, it kind of makes a rounded, like...
You could fill the water up
above the top
of the glass, and it will actually bow over the top, and you can see, you know, almost like a lid is on it, but the lid is liquid.
Right, and so when you added the Kamut to the organic Kamut blend to the water, you lose that surface tension.
Builds up about half as much, which means you lose clearly half the surface tension just from having Kamut in the water.
Exactly. So what that means, what you can extrapolate that, is that the Kamut can actually help the water push into the cell because the water is theoretically wetter. It has less surface tension, so it can push like into the cell faster and probably deeper and move out that old water, because when you push something new in, you got to push out the old or get out the old to make room for it, and therefore detoxifying and purifying that cell.
Yes, and if everybody could imagine that water clusters, like there are receptor sites in water that allow it to bond, and so water tends to cluster. So if you fill a glass with water, if you could look at the water, if you could grab it and lift it up, you could pull the entire glass of water out if you could keep the molecules, like, bound. But obviously your fingers slip out. But the bottom line is that entire glass of water is going to be molecularly bound, which is not good for your body. It makes it very difficult for your body to uptake something that large. And so drinking certain waters, actually, your body takes a long time to utilize that water. The faster your body uptakes the water, the better. Well, when you put green kamut into water that might be clustered or bound in this huge ball, some ponds could have huge clusters of water that could be, you know, as big as a whale, and they're you know, all that water is sort of stuck together and moves together. And so the bottom line is that when you add green kamut to the water, then the water breaks up and it goes and it binds and reformulates a vegetable juice. And so then when you drink it, the water surface tension is reduced, and that's the reason why, and that's the way that it does it. And I didn't mean to go on too much about that.
Well, and it gets kind of scientific, although, I mean, it's really interesting, but even if you're out there, and because some of this is over my head as well, you know, just trust me on this one. We say it every single call. Use the organic kamut blend, or the same thing will happen with the organic barley green juice. Use one of the pure green juice powders, and you will see changes for the positive in your body. So even if you don't understand all the science, or you lost us a couple minutes ago, trust us on this one. It really does do something amazing in the body. But let's move on and talk also about...
Oh, could I digress one more step?
Okay, sure.
I'm going to do a double back step. The aloe vera, Amy, is on sale this month. And if people have been listening about the aloe vera, we actually have buy one, get the second one at half price. Am I right? This month?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. So that only is lasting through the 31st.
Like another 10 days or so.
Uh-huh.
So I just wanted to digress and remind people that if they're digging the aloe and what we're saying about it, now is a great time to try it and even share it with a friend. So
absolutely.
But let's go on to my favorite products.
And talk about the ionic elements and how that can fit into your rehydration purification plans.
Well, ionic elements, you know what's great about ionic elements? Remember what I said my favorite water was living water?
Right.
Well, ionic elements has charged minerals, and when you add those minerals to water and you let it get to be room temperature and you let it sit for a while, you are almost recreating the quality of living spring water. So, again, the aloe vera creates the river effect, and the green foods, they get rid of those stagnant pools. The ionic elements actually creates a living water effect within your purified water. So it takes your purified water to the next level, reintroduces all of the minerals from the earth, from deep in the earth, that might be included in a living spring water.
Awesome. Now, I just noticed we're running kind of short on time here. Tell us about the Master Amino Complex and how that regulates osmotic pressure. Maybe we should explain, or maybe you can explain what osmotic pressure means to our listeners, and then how the Master Amino Complex can regulate that.
Okay, imagine that you have intra- and extracellular fluid, right?
And that means water on the inside of the cell and water on the outside of the cell.
Right. So let's imagine that the water on the inside of the cell are balloons filled with air, and there's a little bit of air in some, and there's a lot of air in others, and they're all floating on top of a swimming pool where there's water underneath, right?
Okay.
Now imagine the swimming pool is the extracellular fluid. And the air inside of the balloons is the intercellular fluid, right?
Okay.
What happens is all of those balloons have different amounts of air in them, just like each one of your cells is going to have a different level of hydration, dehydration, based upon where it is in your body, how good your circulation is, how many clothes you're wearing, where you slept, whether you're sitting down in a chair, you know what I mean?
Right.
Are you wearing a hat? There's a lot of different reasons why osmotic pressure might change in your body. You might be, you might have to go pee. You might be, you know, whatever it might be. You might have just had a soda pop or a cup of coffee. What happens with the Master Aminos is they will instantly begin to relieve the pressure and allow each one of those balloons to have the exact same amount of air in them. Now, that means that all of the cells are going to be thoroughly and properly rehydrated, so everyone will be the exact same size, and lines and wrinkles and sagging skin externally will go away. And those are, like we said, some of the major signs of dehydration. So so intra and extracellular, we said that, you know, one of the problems with dehydration is that, you know, that rehydration of the cells and the water trapped on the outside and it can't get to the inside. Well, that's what master aminos do. They actually will normalize intra and extracellular osmotic pressure, meaning all of those balloons, meaning your cells, have the same amount of air and or water in them.
Awesome. Well, I would like to have less wrinkles and less sagging, I'm sure.
Oh, my goodness. You are so funny. Why is it always the beautiful ones that always say stuff like that?
Well, anyway, let's move on. But let's talk about how your skin, which we all know because we're already like super tight on time here, how your skin is the largest organ of your body, and your skin can lose a lot of moisture. And when your skin is dry, even if you're, like they say, burn victims, can also lose tons of water through the burned tissue. Also, if you have an inflammatory skin disease, you can lose a lot of water through that inflammation, that inflamed area. So let's talk about the Platinum Skin Rejuvenating System. Let's talk about coconut oil, the extra virgin organic coconut oil, how those things apply topically, because the other products that we talked about, the aloe, the Kamud, the Ionic Elements, the MAP, those are obviously consumed internally. But let's talk about how some of the Purium products applied topically can help fight dehydration.
Absolutely. And I didn't mean to embarrass you a moment ago, but I do want to say that Amy is a living embodiment of what eating good and using Purium health products can do for you, because I've known her since she was 19 and she maybe looks 3 years older, and it's 20 years later, so I'm joking. but seriously, so Amy is a living example of how these products work, and the coconut oil is so easy to use. If you simply put a tablespoon into a warm bath, and remember, a warm bath starts as a hot bath, and you let the outgas, you let it sit for 20 minutes and become a warm bath. That way, all of the chemicals that are evaporate in the water, because the gases they put into water do evaporate. Then you, and hopefully you have a filter on your shower as well, but get your bathtub, put a teaspoon or tablespoon of coconut oil, and just luxuriate for a while, and that coconut oil will go into your skin cells. It will begin to insulate them. You'll feel warmer when you're cold, but your skin will still breathe, but you will not be releasing as much moisture. The moisture will remain trapped, and you'll find that your skin feels fantastic. It feels moist. It feels smooth. You get compliments on your skin when you use coconut oil, our virgin organic coconut oil, on your skin. You will get compliments, I guarantee it. Put it on your elbows when they get dry. Put it on those when you start to get those patchy areas. And I forget whether you call it ashy or whatever it is, but you put it on those areas where your skin starts looking lighter because it's dry, immediately reverses that. Now, we've actually got a little secret for eczema and for other things, and Amy knows that this works because she's used it personally with friends who have had that problem. If you put a little Ionic Elements, a little bit of coconut oil, a little bit of aloe, and was there one more? And a little bit of the hyaluronic acid moisturizing, line serum. You mix those things together, and it makes the most amazing combination for rejuvenating skin problems. We're talking eczema, we're talking, you know, psoriasis, seborrhea, itchy skin. So these things used individually work great. You could actually make a little cream out of them and put them together, and it works even better. But our skin rejuvenating system is something that we rarely talk about. And I want to tell you in just 3 minutes that we have a entire line, 7 products, that use a lot of organic ingredients. We use vegetarian hyaluronic acid that no other company bothers to do. They all use the one that's taken from by killing roosters, which is a very brutal process. We use a vegetarian hyaluronic acid. We have one, our moisturizing complex has over 80 herbs, unbleached herbs. We have a C complex with 5 natural sources of vitamin C in a serum. And you take the serum from the vitamin C. You take the hyaluronic acid, which is pure and clear, the most amazing thing you've ever seen. you take those 80 herb combination of the moisturizing complex. You mix those together. You use them one after the other, whatever your preference, and you use them on your skin, on your face. And this product is a wrinkle erasing miracle because it does what nothing else does. It literally goes in and stops cells from losing moisture. It repairs the damage done to cells that cause them to lose moisture. And when skin cells lose moisture, some of them get dehydrated, some of them don't. That's when wrinkles form. We have a wrinkle erasing formula. It is a combination of five products. There's one for your lips, there's a cleanser, and then there's the three I mentioned. The three I mentioned are the main ones to take away wrinkles, to rehydrate the body, and to guarantee that your face does not get rehydrated. And over time, these series of products, I only use the three, but most women use all five. We also have a mask for peeling, and we have a scrub for exfoliating. But the bottom line is, these are among the finest products offered out there. They're very pure, although they're not as pure as our internally taken products. Because creams and liquids do need to have some preservatives, but we've chosen the least offensive. But the effect of these products are absolutely amazing. And if you want to rehydrate your skin as well as the inside of your body, I strongly recommend you look into our skin rejuvenating program.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I wanted to, we are running like so tight on time, but I'm sorry to jump around here. Most people think, when you're exercising, you need to rehydrate. What do you grab? You grab a Gatorade, you grab a Powerade. You see all these professional players endorsing these things and drinking them on the sidelines. I don't and won't ever consume a sports drink like that because it's full of sugar and it's full of colors because most things are not bright red or bright blue or bright purple naturally, so they're putting chemical colorants.
Didn't find a spring with bright red water?
No, I haven't found that.
Oh, wow.
Maybe on Mars, but not here. So anyway, that is certainly not optimum when you're trying to rehydrate yourself. So, Dave, why don't you tell us what an optimum Purium Health Products sports recovery drink would be made from?
Well, you're absolutely right. Artificial colors affect your brain and your reaction time. Sugars cause, obviously, some type of blood glucose issues, and sodium is the primary mineral that they put in that product. So let's say that we were to take some aloe for circulation, some ionic elements to totally rehydrate all of the what are called electrolytes, those minerals that your body needs. If we were to put that together with, say, a teaspoon of greens that would be break down the surface tension, if you were to put those things together, then I think that you're, and if you wanted to flavor it, put in a tablespoon of tart cherry.
A cherry,
and,
wow.
And you're now going to have an aloe cherry cocktail. If you want it, if you want to, obviously, you could use your favorite water, whether it be, a bottled water with a light effervescence, a very light natural effervescence, or something you filtered yourself to dress it up a little bit. You might want to put a squeeze of lemon or lime into that, and I think that that would be really pleasant tasting, and I think it would be really, really good for your body as well.
I think we should play around with that, come up with a recipe and get that on the website, and then I think that people should try it. Next time you reach for a Gatorade when your kids are playing soccer or when you go out to play tennis or golf or something like that, mix up a Purium sports cocktail and see how you feel, and I bet you you'll feel a lot better.
Absolutely. And, I wanted to thank everybody for being with us tonight. And if you would just take a moment, if they like this information, sort of remind them how they might share it with others or perhaps listen to it again.
Sure. We do make this call available on our replay line. It should be available starting tomorrow evening by calling 212-461-8911. That's 212-461-8911. 461-8911. Also, we permanently archive these conference calls on our website, so you can visit www.phporder.com, go to the Education tab, and click on Listen and Learn. You will see a section of all the archived conference calls, including this one. You can click on that to play right there with your speakers on your computer, or you can download it onto a CD or your iPod so you can listen to it at another time. So we definitely encourage everyone to pass this information along to anyone that you think may find it useful or interesting. And again, we want to thank everyone for being with us tonight. And thank you, Dave, for all the awesome information and the research that you did to prepare for tonight's call.
I want to thank you, too, for guiding us through the information and also for your insights and knowledge. As I told you as we were preparing, I have to say I flat out told Amy, oh, my goodness, you are so prepared for this call. You have so much retained knowledge from over the years of us, of her and I sharing this information. So although you are giving me credit for being sort of the source of knowledge here in our preparation, you reminded me of things that I forgot I knew.
Well, we're a good team, huh?
Absolutely. So
well,
thank
cool.
you very much as well to everyone who tuned in.
Okay. Well, I thank you, everybody, and everybody have a great night.
Okay. Good night now.
Bye-bye.